Or we'll start with the guy who says his daughter's in the band.
Gary, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hey, John. This is Gary out in Temecula.
Hey there.
Yes, Gary. What's your story?
Well, Ken, my daughter goes to that school. She's in that band. And what happens with the extra curricular activities is we pay $750 a year for the student to join the band. And to make a trip like that to Arizona, we knew about it all last band season. This is a big thing the kids have all been working for and ready. And you have to earn the ability to go to the site to play. So they've earned it. They're excited. They told us it'd be $500 per student to go. And a lot of families can't pay that. And so as families started dropping out, the charge now is up to $900 per student to go. And so the band director just decided it was too much money, and he's been contemplating this all year about how expensive it is out of pocket expenses for the families.
Are you doing the car washes and the candy sales?
We're doing all of that. They do so much stuff. We collect recycled bottles after every football game just to save the bottles and turn into plastic bottles to get money. We do everything. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on to generate money, but when a family is told that you're still going to have to pay $500, but now it's $900 because more people are dropping out.
But this sounds like the culmination of a dream for a high school band member to go to the Fiesta Bowl band competition.
Oh, yeah, no, this band, they're good. They went to Washington, D.C. last year and played there. That was a very expensive trip. And
Did the teachers union offer a donation?
Oh, that I don't know. I hope nobody's playing politics over there. I really want to believe.
I would just think it would be nice, since the teachers, you know, always get pay raises and never get pay cuts, and they have a lot of money to donate to political campaigns. It seems that it would be real nice if the Temecula Valley Unified School District Teachers Union
would step up and say, sure,
some of the money.
We'll play. How many kids are we talking about, Gary, at $500 originally? How many students are we talking about?
Oh, I don't remember how many's in the band. I think there's a couple of hundred in the band.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what is it, USC?
But think of the tens of millions of dollars they spend on political campaigns.
Well, not only that, but getting the equipment there. I mean, it was very expensive to get the equipment back east, and without a donation last year, they probably wouldn't have been able to go to that.
Do you have any thinking then as to why the Arizona tourism people believe that it was because of the boycott?
Well, if you call and you cancel something and it's during a big crisis like that, everyone's going to assume that that's the reason.
All right. I hope they didn't do
that.
So
you didn't hear a hint of this kind of talk about withdrawing because of the immigration law?
No, and I was really upset when I heard it last night on your show, because as soon as you said it, I knew exactly what school you were talking about. There's only one school going.
Yeah, Kristen said it. Okay. I mean, we had no idea that was coming. She's the one who blurted it out. And it's like,
yeah,
you
exactly.
got to be kidding.
I heard it, yeah. No, I heard it. I know you guys didn't. I know you're going to get to the bottom of it, and I know you're skeptical on a lot of things, and that's what makes you guys so great.
No, and also your story.
This is how I feel. As a parent, as somebody who's writing the check, this is how I feel.
I believe you.
This is the way our band director has been feeling for this whole year, wondering how he's going to do it.
Is it too late to reverse this? If somehow you got the money?
That I don't know.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gary.